Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. And if you have not heard, also don't forget to like and subscribe. You already know what it is. But if you have not heard, Hyperscape is one of the top games in the world right now. It's the Twitch flavor of the month game. Everybody's playing it. If you don't have a code, you're a lame. Like, that's how it's working right now. And everybody seems to think that this is one of the next esports on the horizon. Jacob, I want to get your thoughts on this, because I hate battle royales with every fiber of my being. I don't like them. I don't like watching them. I barely like playing them. Why do people like this game? Because I don't.
I liked how it looked when I was watching it. I mean, I love the idea of every BR that comes out. The raw idea I like. The only one I enjoy playing is COD, because I can actually hit people in that game, which is a big ask for me in a BR. But this one looked kind of fun because it like looked like bombastic. Everyone's kind of cracked, is what everyone was saying. Like, everyone's flying around. You have these weird abilities, and everyone had more health. There's no healing items, so there's a lot of good ideas there. But you can also tell it's very much a skeleton, and it was only like a 5-day tech test, so it was a skeleton. But it's just like, I would love like a Halo BR or something, because like, there's so many games where you just like, you die so quickly, and this game isn't really like that. There's a lot of mobility options. It's more Titanfall mobility than even Apex. And so honestly, and I don't know, it seems fun to play, but I could see how it could be also one dimensional, because like, you just need like the LMG and the sniper that's hit scan, and like, you're good.
You're good, which blew my mind that they will put a hit scan sniper rifle in a BR game. Blows my mind. That is the most broken thing I've ever thought of, or that they've ever thought of. But, you know, I get very sort of concerned, because we talk about esports and we talk about people wanting games to be sort of the next thing. And Valorant already is making the move as the next esport. I think, you know, people across the world have kind of accepted that's kind of the next wave everybody is moving towards. But when you look at BRs, none of them have been good esports. Well, none of them.
You have to think of the comparisons, because like, Valorant compares to CSGO. So right out the gate, there is already a mold there that third parties can be like, okay, this system works. This game is literally the same thing, but with more utility. And so we can apply most of those rules. For BRs, they're all designed to be really different, but also player sizes are 100 people games. It's much easier to have an esport when there's 10 people in a match versus 100. Yeah. And then like, there's solos, there's duos, there's threes. There's like, and then like, there's so many different metas. They all play different. Some build, some don't. Some are first person, some are third person. Some really suck, some are really fun. And so to find a correct way to organize that, like, even like Play Versus, the way they organize are so different than like how PUBG would organize.
Yeah. And so, which again, you know, the biggest thing to me is that, you know, you hit the nail on the head with talking about the player size. There is no good way to watch 100 people do anything.
Not at all.
Period. There's no good way to do it. And so unless you're talking about smaller maps with smaller team sizes, I don't know how you watch an esport that's a battle royale. But here's my bigger concern, is that who's going to be left to play this game? Like, right. If we already have Overwatch and League and the FGC and Valorant and CSGO and, you know, Hearthstone and Magic and all these other games, who is left? Because the people who play PUBG haven't left PUBG. They're going to play it till they die. Then you have the people who play Fortnite. They're going to play that. And then you have Warzone. Warzone's just a streamer game. And I appreciate Activision having no sort of machinations on making that some sort of official esport. It's completely a streamer game at this point. Nobody's left to play a new BR game.
Yeah, and Hyperscape will build that same community, because you have to think about the longevity of these games in general. Like, maybe Overwatch won't even last a decade. I mean, it probably will, but like, what if it doesn't, right? Mm-hmm. And so you have to start planning for the future, and it's almost like we have a minor league in place that isn't roped into these video games. It's almost like people play games in high school and they play games in college, and then there's also, for some reason, minor leagues that don't really mean anything, and then there's also pros. So it's almost like, I believe it's called a farm system. So maybe
what you're saying is that if you have a draft system in esports, that maybe some of these games would be able to extend their life cycles. Is that what you're saying?
It would extend the life cycles. It would also extend the teams themselves, and it would give teams that are kind of on the cusp an actual hope, like in traditional sports. Because so many, like, if you think about it, even like money, right? We talked to a guy in marketing and esports today. A lot of these teams are not making money as much as they could because they have no real chance in an esports landscape where the top teams are the top teams.
I'm gonna stop you there. I think this is an interesting conversation, and I want us to come. I want us to really fully explore that, because I think that is something that could give a lot of teams a chance, and maybe that's something that could change the very face of esports as we know it.
A whole industry.
Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint XP on Campus. So if you want to hear about the cool conversations that nerds have about everything besides video games, make sure you join us. That's Checkpoint AFK on Google Podcasts, BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.